that on one hand, the economic and the budget numbers are so bad, but we also included some numbers that look at what politicians are trying to do to deal with it. And
yeah.
that's perhaps the most depressing part, that really no action has been taken, no progress has been made. The number of budget resolutions passed, zero.
Yeah.
How is that possible that we're operating without a budget resolution in place when things are as bad as they are? That just doesn't show sort of fiduciary responsibilities at its best, I would say.
And this is a pox on all their houses, because the Republican Pledge to America, you mentioned that it mentions entitlement programs, which is by the largest cost to the federal government. It mentions it in page 48 twice.
Yeah, I mean, we're a bipartisan group, and unfortunately there's plenty of bipartisan blame to go around here, which is that the majority party has not come up with plans to fix the situation, and the minority party, what it's put forward, would make the situation worse, not better. So nobody is willing to put forward real solutions, and I suppose part of the problem comes to us, which is that we as voters still want politicians who give us big tax cuts, keep spending government on government programs that we like, and balance the budget. And those things just don't add up. And so politicians, I guess, give us what we want. But as you can see by the numbers, what we want is putting us in a bad, bad fiscal situation.
And a number of appropriations bills passed by the end of the fiscal year, zero.
Zero.
I mean, none of the 12 bills, none of them got, and then there's, you know, so it creates even this additional problem of agencies not being able to plan their years out in an adequate way. It just, the ripple effects all the way through here.
Well, that's right. In terms of getting our economy back on track, there's so many challenges. But one of the big problems we know is that with nobody knowing what to expect, whether it's consumers for spending or businesses for investing, it's very hard to expect people to sort of move along optimistically. And that hurts the economy. There's no budget in place, and there's no long-term plan to climb our way out of this debt hole. So people know things will have to change, but they don't know how. And we're kind of left paralyzed, and that freezes up the entire economy.
The big issue being entitlements. All the other money ends up being sort of tinkering around the edges, and no real, almost no drive to even address the entitlement issue.
Not only that, you know what scares me more is that as we're going into this very heated election season, people are starting to take pledges about not fixing entitlements. You see groups saying, promise not to touch Social Security. Well, the Social Security trustees tell us year after year that the program is headed towards insolvency and we have to make changes. What we should have is an adult discussion about what changes to make, not nonsensical pledges about not touching the program. And same thing with tax increases. It's going to be pretty much impossible to fix the situation without some kind of new revenues and fundamental tax reform, and yet you have people taking pledges all over the place not to touch taxes. I wish instead the discussion is, what should we do? There are legitimate differences of opinion, but the answer of we can't do anything or we'll take pledges to take things off the table just sets us back.
And I think that in a way is the frustration of many people out there. I know it's my frustration as I watch people scream at each other on some cable news show. And it's like, hold on, you're not talking about what I'm trying to deal with in a real way. You're just screaming at each other trying to win political points without really addressing the real issues.
It's really true. I mean, sort of the state of our discourse is just so disturbing, and it's hostile, and you can tell there's a lot of anger out there. And somehow we need to restructure it so it says, here's what I would do. You're free to not like it. I wrote an idea on stimulus and deficit reduction the other day, and all sorts of people didn't like it. But what I really appreciated was the people who came up with alternatives.
Yeah.
Here's what I would do instead. And we are grown-ups. We should be able to have that discussion. But the tone in Washington and the whole country right now is just not one of problem-solving.
Do you see that changing in as we celebrate fiscal 2011?
I don't know. I mean, it really depends what happened. Hope the tone of the discussion will become better. I think it's probably more likely it becomes worse. But I also think people realize change has to happen. The budget concerns are moving up to the top of the agenda. We're not having sensible discussions about solutions yet, but people know it's a problem. And I think when we see things like what has happened in Greece, we know that if we fail to make actions in advance, we'll be hit with some kind of a fiscal crisis. We don't know what it will look like, but it will be really painful, and it's not something anybody should want. I think people know we need to make changes in advance of that, but we really need some leadership to start that discussion.
The depressing thing to me, and why I'm up in my Prozac amount, is is that even when people try, they actually get slammed for not being more combative. Take on the other side. Don't yeah. deal with them. I'm like, hold on, what are we talking about here?
That's exactly right. I remember I was having a discussion with somebody from another country who was saying, the problem you have here is that your center isn't at all active the way that the two sides are, the extreme left and the extreme right. And, of course, the media wants to have it battled out. We don't have, you know, what some might consider dry, boring, wonkish policy discussions.
That's why Federal News Radio exists.
That's why you're great. I know.
we dare to be dull.
And the public appreciates that because people actually want to learn about these issues and not listen to people yelling about it all the time. I know it gives us all kind of a national headache, but I can't say it enough. We have to act like adults.
Yeah.